In the US, jurors in the trial of Derek Chauvin are hearing from a series of key witnesses to George Floyd's death. Among those who've been giving evidence is the teenager who filmed the video of the former police officer's knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks has more.
For hour after hour, the jury in Derek Chauvin's murder trial heard a parade of prosecution witnesses directly accuse the former police officer of murdering George Floyd and ignoring efforts by members of the public to get him to ease up on his treatment of the unarmed black suspect. Donald Williams, a martial arts fighter, became so angry over what he was witnessing that he called the police to report the police.
Yeah, he had a knee on the dude's neck the whole time, Officer 987. The man went stopped breathing. He wasn't resisting arrest or nothing. He was already in handcuffs. He was unresponsive. He wasn't resisting arrest or any of it.
And in testimony, after that call was played to the jury, Mr. Williams conceded it was an extraordinary moment in which he felt it was necessary to call the police because of the behavior of the police.
That is correct. I did call the police on the police.
Right. And why did you do that?
Because I believe I witnessed a murder.
Next on the stand, the 18-year-old who filmed the video of George Floyd's killing that went viral. Her name is Darnella Frazier. She was walking in the area with her cousin when she noticed the police trying to arrest Mr. Floyd.
I see a man on the ground and I see a cop kneeling down on him.
Was there anything about the scene that you didn't want your cousin to see?
Yes.
And what was that?
A man terrified, scared, begging for his life. It wasn't right. He was suffering. He was in pain.
She said none of the police officers present at the scene did anything to check on George Floyd's well-being, even though she and other bystanders were pointing out that he was completely non-responsive as Derek Chauvin kept his knee in place. She was asked with hindsight what she thinks now about the events she witnessed on May the 25th.
When I look at George Floyd, I look at my dad, I look at my brothers, I look at my cousins, my uncles, because they are all black. And I look at that and I look at how that could have been one of them. It's been nights. I stayed up apologizing to George Floyd for not doing more and not physically interacting and not saving his life, but it's like, it's not what I should have done. It's what he should have done.
And she was pointing there at Derek Chauvin in the courtroom. At times during her testimony, she wept. So did Genevieve Hansen, an emergency medical technician with the Minneapolis Fire Department. She was off duty on the day of the killing, but happened to be on the scene, identified herself to the police officers, but they blocked her from offering Mr. Floyd any medical assistance that she suggested could have saved his life.
The officers didn't let me in to the scene. I also offered, in my memory, I offered to kind of walk them through it or told them, if he doesn't have a pulse, you need to start compressions. And that wasn't done either. It's what I would have done for anybody.
And when you couldn't do that, how did that make you feel?
Totally distressed.
Were you frustrated?
Yes.
Mr. Chauvin's defense lawyers tried to push back against some of the testimony, suggesting that the crowd of bystanders had been so angry the police might have feared they were under threat. And one teenage witness was challenged for claiming on the stand that the police had not taken Mr. Floyd's pulse, but telling investigators that in fact they had. Defense lawyers are preparing to mount a forensic examination of George Floyd's medical records in a bid to prove that his addiction to opioids killed him, not the actions of Derek Chauvin. But their chance to make that case is still days away. And to get there, they've got to weather prosecution witnesses who saw what happened and insist it was murder. Simon Marks, LBC News, Washington.
This is LBC News.